tracks around Australia. Here's Inside Motorsport.
Hello and welcome. This week we take time out to have an in-depth look at drag racing across the country with the president of Andra, Tony Thornton. Tony, you sat down earlier this year with all the Group 1 Top Fuel drivers and teams and tried to nut out the problems with Group 1 in Australia.
Yeah, we met in Sydney in July, actually, in Graham Cowan's office in Sydney. And one of the prime concerns there, of course, was the fact that nothing's happening in Sydney at the moment. But as well as that, the Top Fuel guys as a group agreed to work together for the common interest. And although the group hasn't officially been announced yet, I suppose, everyone is working fairly closely together, and Andrew's right in there with them. And I'm pleased for all sorts of reasons, because the only way we'll move forward is if everyone's working together. And it also gives us a great opportunity to be aware of the technical needs and opinions of the racers as a group, rather than talking to individuals, and all of that's worked fine.
A lot of people are trying to do a lot of different things with getting drag race back to Sydney. In the meantime, though, the only Group 1 track is an eighth of a mile strip in Canberra.
In New South Wales, technically that's right, and the Canberra guys do a really good job, and they've made an effort in a few areas to sort of pick up the hole that's left by Eastern Creek not running any competition events. And, you know, it's a bit hard while Eastern Creek is still visibly sitting there, and there is another group in Sydney at the moment who are trying to generate support for a dedicated drag racing facility, and we're backing that because that's obviously the sport's priority. We're still supporting the off-street events at Eastern Creek because it's important that those guys get an opportunity to do their drag racing safely and in a controlled atmosphere. And we're devoting all our energies into making sure that drag racing retains a home in Sydney, or gains another one perhaps.
This being the last year of Ravenwood in its current form.
Yeah, that was excellent news. The deal with Ravenswood has been that the area it's in has become quite popular for people having a break for the weekend from Perth. It's about 80 kilometres south. It's on a riverbank. And around 3 years ago, there was talk of the track having to move. And of course, because the people making the decisions had to look after their interests as well, they agreed to help with the relocation. And it was only a few weeks ago that after a lot of work by the owners of the track, it was announced that the Western Australian Government will be providing solid assistance and a new location. It's at Kwinana, which is about halfway between Perth and the current location of Ravenswood. There's a great site there. The government is supporting them with funding and everything, and all that remains now is the time needed to make it happen. And the facility will also incorporate a speedway, because you may have heard that Claremont Speedway in Perth, which they tell me is the oldest speedway in the world that's operated continuously, that has to get out of town as well. So they've been working closely together now for about 18 months. And it will also provide a great driver training facility for all of the people who need that in Perth. So everybody wins. It's great news for the spectators. It's also great for the off-street guys, because Ravens was a long way to travel from Perth if you may have to get your car towed home or anything like that. It happens from time to time with some of the more serious guys. So it'll be a lot more attractive for them, and the whole package will be great for Perth, I'm sure.
What has Andrea and the promoters got together to make a touring party of United States drivers?
Well, this year, it's an interesting question. Given that the US dollar has been at its lowest ever for the last 4 or 5 months, the promoters this year have decided that they won't be bringing in any overseas tours, which from an Andra point of view is probably good news, because it means that there'll be a bit more funding available for the local teams in the Australian Championship, which is our focus. And I like to think that the show that the Australians provide is certainly as good as anything in the world. And I think I'd like to see the fans getting right behind the Australians this year. And there's no question the show will be as good as anything that anyone's ever seen. And while the people in Sydney won't have access to that, it's not too far a drive for them to go to Willowbank in the north or Calder in the south, or even Canberra in the west, because the guys there have put together some quite good shows from a spectacle point of view over the December-January period last year, and I think they'll be doing that again.
The reported problems, and that might have been more press reported than actual problems, between Calder Park and Adelaide and Andra have been sorted out.
Yeah, well certainly the two events, I think, on October the 10th, which were lost, both of those tracks, certainly Calder Park, are extremely expensive to run by anyone's standards, and the entry fees this year were almost doubled by comparison with some of the other tracks. On its own, I think everyone accepts that it's going to continue to get expensive to go drag racing, but given that the announcement of that increase was made only a week or so before the first event, left a few people taking a breath before they filled out their entry form, I think, and because the entries were down, the track decided not to go ahead. We had two meetings with the track management, and we also met with the racers in Victoria, and I think the fact that the Spring Nationals was such a success, and although last night at Calder ran into a few dramas, there was still a solid entry there, so I don't think that issue is going to continue for very long.
All right, and of course, two big events coming up towards the middle and end of the drag racing season. So what are we up to, the 32nd Australian Nationals?
Yes, I think you're right there, Craig. You've been doing your homework.
And it's, in fact, I think, the longest national championship run in the country.
No, I remember when the decision was made to send it to Calder, it was a fairly tough one for the sport, because before that, the Nationals used to go around the country. It used to go to everyone else. And that sort of kept it at a certain level. I knew that when the event was given a home, and certainly in a place like Melbourne where the fans are so supportive, the event would kick on, and it certainly has over the last 10 years. And the other milestone this year, of course, is that it's Andrew's silver anniversary. We've been around 25 years.
It is a great achievement to be running that long and seeing the sport develop in the way that it has with it. Ups and downs, and most of the ups and downs have been not of your creating.
That's true, Craig, but we're the people responsible for dealing with it, and a lot of people looking at things now and saying that, you know, we're taking a bit of a breather, and it's remarkable how similar things are now to where they were at 10 years ago. Certainly with the dollar being where it is at the moment, I'm glad to see that's recovering a bit. Also the fact that we don't have a home for championship racing in Sydney, those two factors were the main things that put us at the point we were in the late 80s, and I'm pleased to say that Andra and the sport are in a much better position to deal with those things now. There are a lot of people around who were around in the late 80s, there are a lot around who were around in the late 70s, and we're taking a much more adult approach to things now, I think, and everything peaks and troughs, certainly in the area of sport and its commercial connections, and you know, we're not considering that this is going to go on for too long, and that's why we're working so hard to resolve the problem in Sydney, because I think we can do something about that. We can't do anything about the dollar, but drag races everywhere are innovative and resourceful, and that'll get us back up there. And I suppose in some ways we should be pleased to have the breather, but it's only going to be a short one, I can assure you.
Mm. And of course, you mentioned there you gave the Nationals to Calder Park. But what it has done is it's shown that all the promoters can take an event and make it their own, as the Winter Nationals have so successfully done up at Willowbank, and also the Western Nationals over in Perth have really created a niche for themselves by knowing that every year they will have this event and have been able to create the history on the back of that.
You're right, Craig. I mean, one of the big benefits of the Nationals was the fact that it spurred some of the other promoters on to do those things. The Winter Nationals in Queensland is huge. I mean, that had over 500 entries this year, and that's probably the event that most people travel to, simply because for all of us living in the southern half of the country, having the opportunity to go to Queensland in the middle of winter and enjoy the sunshine and the great facilities and everything else is too good to turn down.
Thanks very much, Tony Thorne.
Revell Steering is Canberra's longest established steering and suspension specialist. With their experience, there are no better people to turn to for shock absorbers, TRW tie rod ends and ball joints, polyurethane suspension bushes, and the famous King Springs. Revell Steering offer a range of wheel alignment and balancing, So call today to find out why your vehicle's steering and suspension can be maintained or improved by Revell Steering. 28 Mort Street, Braddon. Phone 6247 7711.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media in the studios of Triple S FM Canberra via Comrade Sat with the support of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.